This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Five years.
The David Bowie song.
Five senses.
All the five stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then back to anger. I think.
Five second rule. Although with me, it's more like the 5 fucking minutes rule, right?
5 years. Number of Jacksons: 5.
Power Rangers.
5.
5 o'clock shadow.
Number of Ben Folds: 5.
5.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. Same thing.
Johnny 5. That guy from Succession that did that bad accent.
Number of Hawaii O's: 5. Maroon 5.
Spice Girls.
Five. The atomic number for boron.
5. Slaughterhouse 5. The Olympic logos: 5. Interlocked rings: 5.
Boroughs of New York:
5.
The most destructive tornado is a level 5 tornado. 5.
$5 foot long.
Spice Girls again. $5 foot long.
Piled high with vengeance. Five years of riddles. We've been going for 5 years.
That can't be right. Run the numbers again.
On your mark, get set, go.
No.
2 is the lead. 3 is pulling out ahead. 4 is way behind. Here comes 5 around the bend. It could be 5. It's 5. Aaron, it was 5. 5-1.
Was I really in my 20s when we started this? That sucks, because I feel 80 now.
Wow.
That was half a decade ago.
We were both in our 20s when we started?
No, you were... I think I was 25 or 26 when we started this. Is that not the craziest, funniest thing you've ever heard? No one's that young.
Okay, I think I know what we do. JBC, Aaron, the 5th anniversary is gift is wood. Would you guys like to stop the podcast?
Thank you so much. Yes, I would. Thank you.
Thank God. Oh, thank God.
I would love to leave. This podcast.
What was that?
I think my number.
You know what? I think recording this podcast is a real treat.
Oh, because wood.
You need to palm down.
I think this podcast is just okay.
You can't take all of them.
Take one, Aaron. Just take one.
Son of a birch.
5.
Okay, wait. Oh, 5. We forgot one. 5. 5. Where's my chalk? Did I have chalk?
It's in your mouth.
Oh, 5.
There is chalk in your mouth. Is that on purpose or?
Turn off the lights.
Okay.
All right.
Whoops. Drew a rhombus. Okay. 5.
What are you drawing?
We've never used the chalkboard before. That's the first time we've used it.
Am I holding it right? This feels so weird.
It's for emergencies. The chalkboard is for emergencies. Okay. Is this an emergency at all?
I can't. Can someone light a candle?
Ooh, we're about 5 minutes into this episode.
Whoa, five minutes.
Can someone light a candle?
Yeah, I'm on it. I got like a million.
Aaron has a million candles.
Okay. Now look on the floor here. I'm going to grab the chalk. 5.
So you're not even using the chalkboard? You're drawing on the floor? What the fuck?
5 points to a pentagram.
Uh-oh, that'll.
Let's hold hands. That'll. Everyone hold hands.
Oh, no. Why?
With each other.
Okay, good. It's like a businessman giving an upside-down shake to himself.
Now you're getting it. Repeat after me. Wait, let me get this.
Let me get this. This tone.
I should have. Hold on.
Hold on. Oh. We actually could stop the podcast, though, guys, if we wanted.
No. Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
But the doctor was the mother.
But the doctor was the mother.
He stood on a block of ice.
He stood on a block of ice.
Both of them were goldfish.
Both of them were goldfish. In the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
And the horse's name was Ryan.
What's going on?
Oh my god. Adam, what did you do?
Oh my god. I think we summoned the Backstreet Boys. There's 5 members of the Backstreet Boys.
It does not matter who you are. That reaction when you come into a room always sucks. Like, I know what I look like, but this truly is painful to see.
Head of a goat, body of a goat, wings of a goat, which is no wings.
Adam,
legs
stop.
Of a goat, huh?
Stop. You don't describe what someone looks like physically when they come into a room.
Is
that something
being
you do?
Rude.
Yeah,
I didn't
what
say
would you say
like
about
Steve
me?
Buscemi.
Head of a goat, body of a goat.
I think that was about you.
Well, Aaron,
laugh
now that
of
you
a goat.
It, diet of a goat. You have the Aaron. You have the diet of a goat. I watched you.
I know.
Drink a Sprite and eat the can.
The can's the best part. It tastes like Sprite.
The can's the dessert. You guys don't eat the can when you're done with the Sprite?
Sorry, Demon. Give us 1 second. I guess we have a lot to talk about.
No, I'm on my phone.
Oh.
I'm just over here on my phone kind of doing my own thing right now.
Oh.
Are you a riddle, Demon?
Demon, I notice your phone is just a slab of obsidian. Why don't you put that rock down and why don't you work for us?
Okay, well, I guess I could. My old boss is the devil, and he is not a great boss.
Well, your boss created what we're doing right now, which is podcasting. Well, actually, Conan O'Brien created it, but I think it was through the devil.
No, it was the cereal lady. MailChimp.
Oh, I see.
Her name is MailChimp, right?
I was straining my brain to think of a single cereal mascot that's a woman.
Wow.
I
canceled.
Is there any female cereal mascots?
I'm working on it.
Let's get some female cereal mascots, please, Mr. Demon. That's our first wish. We get 3 wishes, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Is that what you want? Most people get way more, but if you are cool with being down to 3, I'm cool with 3.
Yeah, that's Aaron, what do you think, JPC?
Can I have 2 of the 3 wishes?
Okay, so far we've used 1 on the cereal thing.
What?
Aaron wants the other 2.
I mean, that was right out the gate you guys wanted that.
I wish, what do I wish?
All right, here's what I have so far. I've got the Honey Bunches of Oats business lady. So she's got like a briefcase.
I hate it.
Suit. I don't care. It don't matter to me if you hate it.
I have an idea, okay? Instead of wishes, how about we have a little competition to see who can solve the most riddles.
Fiddles, oh.
Adel will give riddles, and if you answer the most,
Aaron, I just saw that
you
demon
win.
Put a fiddle back into a bag. I think he's pretty upset that he doesn't get to use a fiddle for this contest.
We'll bet a riddle of gold against his soul.
Did you say fiddle?
No, buddy.
Okay. No worries. I, yeah, no, yeah, no,
Oh, he's choking. He's choking. Let me get behind him.
Sorry, I can't. I cannot stop eating this. Honey Bunches of Oat Business Lady. It's so good.
How about that? Adel give us riddles, and if you solve the most, you win, and you get to take over this podcast and destroy it. And if I win, you have to leave, and I can get this podcast back.
What the fuck do I do?
I don't know. Go on your Obsidian phone.
Me?
Yeah, go to the store. I don't know. Do you have anything you got to do today? Do what you're going to do if you didn't have this.
Yeah, JPC, you're already a demon,
right? What would I do if I didn't have this? Oh, God. How do I answer that question? Oh, boy. Who am I without the show?
Don't you have a game you could play on Twitch or something?
Walk upstairs. Mariah's in a meeting, so she doesn't really need me.
Is that what she's telling you?
Look around at all the chores. The chores are all done. Starting to have some anxiety.
Oh, no. Buddy. Aaron, what should we do? What is...
I can kill him.
No. That won't be necessary yet. No. I would say, JPC, how about you just chime in with a joke whenever you're inspired?
I'll just say, it's no trouble. Truly, I do it all the time. It is not an issue.
Here's the thing. I'm 80% sure he can't be killed.
Probably more powerful than you are.
But yeah, JPC, chime in with a joke whenever you feel inspired.
Okay. No, I can do that. Yeah. So it's a riddle off between Aaron and a demon. Is that what we're doing? That's the 5-year anniversary of this show.
That sounds par for the course.
It sounds right. I don't need to fight
for the honor of the show, I guess. I am a brave knight fighting a demon for my friends. Is that not cool?
Shit, that would have been perfect for Honey Bunches of Oat. Oh, I already have so many of these boxes. Takes her helmet off and it's like, whoa, it's a woman knight. And everyone's like, oh no, shit, oh, whoa, damn. Oh, would have been great.
I think you're just describing Joan of Arc, and I don't know if people would buy a cereal with Joan of Arc on the front.
No. No one's going to buy a Catholic cereal.
I was thinking more of a woman tied to a stake sets an unappetizing image.
Hey, and I don't even know if she was a Catholic. So that probably was a big part of her whole thing, whatever it was.
Whoa, a book of riddles just appeared in front of me.
Cool.
Demon, you didn't create this, did you?
God, no, I don't. Even my dark power is not enough to conjure something like that.
Okay. All right, let me...
Aaron, I watched him take that out
of
the
You just blew
backpack.
In my face.
Yeah, no, Aaron, that was good luck dust. I blew some good luck dust in your face. Good luck dust, of course, on TeePublic, $5 a bag. Go there now.
I was going to say, good luck dust, my favorite Dane Cook movie.
Okay, Aaron, demon.
That's just the kind of example of a joke that I might chime in.
I love it, JPC. You have a purpose. Your life has meaning. You matter here.
JPC, take up space, buddy. Take up as much space as you want.
I feel like the vibe here is everyone's being mean to that guy, but he kind of deserves it, and a part of him really likes it. Is that what's going on?
We wouldn't do it if he didn't like it.
Demon, should I keep calling you Demon, or do you have a preferred name?
Wow. Yeah, I actually do have a preferred name.
Ben Shapiro.
Baphomet?
My name? Well, that sucks because I go by many names. One of them is Ben Shapiro, the other one is Baphomet. You guys can just call me Chucky, if that's cool.
Ugh.
You say Chucky?
Yeah, Chucky.
Chucky. Okay.
Like from the Rugrats.
No, not from the Rugrats. That's Stew.
What are we doing?
All right. So let's get to our first, everybody get comfortable. Let's get to our first riddle. This is between Aaron and Chucky. Here we go. Sam did not see or hear it coming. He was hit hard and bruised severely. Dr. Nelson, who was there when it happened, felt no need to give Sam any medical help, despite Sam's intense pain. What's going on here?
Can you read it again?
Sam did not see or hear it coming. He was hit hard and bruised severely. Dr. Nelson, who was there when it happened, felt no need to give Sam any medical help, despite Sam's intense pain. What's going on here?
Heartbreak.
Oh, Aaron, that's very good and very close.
Baseball.
Okay, hold on.
Sam. Sam is not a name. It's an acronym for a SAM missile battery, which is a strategic anti-air missile battery. It was hit by enemy rockets, and the doctor did not need to do anything because it is an inanimate object.
That's exactly correct.
Is it a literal bruise?
No, sorry, Aaron. That was right.
Oh.
Wow. I think it's also a surface-to-air missile. I don't mean to tell a demon his business, but I think he got it wrong.
I think demons probably know missiles inside and out. Hey, Aaron.
What's up?
That was wrong. The correct answer was Sam was hit with bad news. But I want the demon to kind of get some wins under his belt so he gets cocky and then fucks up.
He's in this huddle right now, Adel. You huddled with
Bumble. I invited him in. I waved him over. Aaron, it's reverse psychology. Give him all the information, right?
I don't get your plan. I'll just have to trust you.
I'm being honest. I am in this huddle, but you guys speak way too fucking fast. I may be getting like one out of every six words.
What happened is people listen to us at 1.5 speed so much that it cursed us, and now we talk at 1.5 speed.
Mm. Yeah.
I do want to, if it's permissible, sir, I would like to see a scene between Chucky and Aaron.
Is that a good idea, strictly speaking? I'll do it.
How about JPC and I do it?
No offense. I have a question. Chucky, are you an improviser? Have you done any improvising?
Oh, he's probably an improviser.
Created improv. You don't think your mom is the devil's handiwork?
I'm basically like the Sharna Halpern of down here, which also means you don't want to see me improvising.
A lot of dogs just came running out of that portal. Would you like to try a scene, or would you prefer JPC and Aaron to do one?
You describe the scene and I'll decide if I want to be in it.
Great. So based on the fact that we all just huddled up, I do want to see a scene between any two people in the room, or maybe three. And it's going to be a huddle in football right before a play. And it's a huddle where the quarterback is absolutely lights out panicking and has kind of forgotten all the plays that they typically call and is really just trying to put on a brave face. Aaron is the quarterback.
Great. Hey, everybody. Anyone want to go to the mall right now?
What's the play, QB? What's the play?
I feel like I'm like overdue for a haircut. I should probably go that.
Haircut. I think that's where I run a flat. And then Tom, you go.
Smell my armpit.
Post.
Am I sweating? Is that normal sweat? Is that blood?
I always tuck a playbook into my jockstrap. Let me see. I don't see smell
is
my
that
armpit.
Blood? Is that blood? Bloody the nose of the other. I can't remember. Is
don't
that blood?
Know.
Hey, fellas, what if we just called it a day and we had a barbecue at my house? My dad loves to grill.
Okay.
Okay. I know barbecue at my house. If that's the play we're doing, I feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
How about we let's all go around and say one thing that we like about ourselves. I like that I'm about to walk off the field and go home.
Yeah. I like that I put number 37 on a stretcher because he was all conference last year, and I feel good about my improvement in tackling.
Great.
I like that 3 days after a haircut, my hair looks better than the day that it had the haircut.
Awesome, fellas. When I say win, you say why. Win.
Why?
Why?
Exactly. It's not that important, right?
No, it's... QB, are you okay? Do you...
Is that my name? I don't remember.
Your name is Quibby.
Yeah, small bites.
Yeah, when you were born, your parents said that your esophagus wasn't connected properly to your stomach, so you had to take small bites, so they named you Quibby.
Fellas, who else has hands that are spaghetti all of a sudden? Fellas, you get it. Boys, fellas.
Listen, Quibby, the ref is telling us we have 5 more minutes before we have to get back into it. We really have to hurry. We've been on the field in this huddle for way too long.
Great. Who wants to hold me like a baby?
I do.
Cool.
Quibby, that's crazy enough. It might just work. Break.
Here are my shoes, and I'm running off the field.
And we take you back down to the field where it looks like they're finally going to start their play. Okay.
Oh, and there's the snap to Quibby, and it looks like the center, number 55, Tom, looks like Tom Sullivan, he's picking up the QB, carrying her like a baby, and running her into the end zone.
Oh my God, they're both down almost immediately. That did not work at all, and it looks like they're both seriously injured.
It looks like also a loss of 72 yards, so that's going to really set back the Fighting Potatoes.
Hey, fellas, the way you're announcing this game really hurt my feelings. What if you lied about what was going on down there, fellas?
Well, it looks like the soul of the quarterback has floated out of their body and is now dangling right outside the
end. Chucky. Did you, when JPC said the soul of the quarterback, you got a big grin on your face.
You know, that was doing something to my little demon parts. That's all I'll say, because I don't know what kind of podcast this is if I could say more.
Oh. What's a riddle?
I can't wait till you have to leave. You got to get out of here, man. We're perfect, just the three of us. We don't need no demon here.
Oh, Aaron.
What? What?
Janet Varney.
Well, she's the best.
Yeah.
I know Janet.
You know Janet?
Yeah, we run in similar circles.
I doubt it. You're lying. You're lying to try to impress us. No way.
You know what? I think this demon actually might be like from Hollywood. If I'm reading the vibe right.
That explains the sunglasses.
Let's see. Hey, demon, Checky.
Thank you for remembering my name that I told you 10 minutes ago.
How do you feel about the writers and SAG strike?
Oh my God. These studios are getting hammered by these fucking parasites.
I knew it.
All we want is to use your likeness to make AI forever and pay you nothing. How is that so hard to get?
Wait, did you say all we want? Hold on. Are you a big up in Hollywood?
Well, you didn't ask, but my last name is Zavlov.
Baphomet Zavlov. I mean, that sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Chucky, Aaron, are you ready for the second question?
I am.
Here we go. Here's the number two riddle. The robbers broke into Rick's house and stole everything except for two $100 bills carelessly left in plain view. Why didn't they take those?
They were fake bills.
Did they have poop on them?
They weren't fake. I was thinking the same thing.
JBC, honestly, a lot of times I can't tell the difference between you and Chucky. I mean, you're both standing right next to each other.
Sort of rude.
Similar vibes. No, I'm just saying. I think he likes it.
I don't know. Both of us, it's a compliment.
No poop, and they are real bills.
Are they under glass or something?
Aaron, they're not under glass, although I appreciate that term. I think that's very fun.
What
are they, buffalo bills?
No, but I do appreciate, that whole song and scene in the movie, of course.
They're the wrong kind of currency.
Like, Aaron, you're getting warmer.
They're Monopoly money.
It's not Monopoly money.
Oh, they're Canadian dollars.
It's not Canadian dollars.
Which is basically Monopoly money, if you ask me.
Well, just as colorful, but spends the same, I believe. Any other guesses? You were closest with, Aaron, you said something that was closest, but I can't remember. Sorry, just staring at this goat in sunglasses is really throwing me for a loop.
Still me.
They're real. Aaron, sorry. I'm gonna take off these sunglasses. I'm sorry. You just who?
No.
This is.
I get it.
Let's put a bell on you.
Actually,
I'm gonna tag your ear, Aaron. Is that okay?
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Just in case, Aaron. Just in case you get lost.
I get it.
Just in case you get lost.
Yeah, she gets it.
If you're upset about this episode, you message them, not me.
Aaron, earlier we were fighting tooth and nail for a woman's cereal mascot, and now you're upset because we're tagging your ear?
Wow. Message them, not me.
Also, I will just say, if everyone wants to get microchipped, I wouldn't hate that. It's not the mark of the beast in any way, but
you sound like
I wouldn't
lying.
Hate it.
Interesting.
Can I have a hint, Adam?
Aaron, yes, you can have a hint. So two robbers broke into Rick's house and stole everything except for the two $100 bills carelessly left in plain view. Aaron, the hint is they are bills. They are real bills, but not bills in the way that we're currently thinking.
Would these be like bills that he
has like electric
pay?
Bills?
Oh,
I said it first.
I think... Chucky, I'm so sorry. I think Aaron got to it first. You were talking too slowly. Aaron is right. The $200 bills were the phone bill and the electric bill.
Wow, they were both equally $100?
They were, yeah. You never had that happen?
No, my phone bill is pretty consistent. My electric bill is the one that kind of changes prices depending on usage.
Hmm. Chucky, do you have AC in hell?
Oh, yeah. AC Slater?
Yeah, Mario Lopez.
Oh, wait. Is Mario Lopez dead yet when this comes out? When is this one dropping?
We can't keep doing this on the show. We can't keep doing this.
We can't keep predicting death. All I'm saying is he never ages, right? So some deal was made.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, Chucky, we'll figure this out. We need to take a quick break. Is that okay with you? Do you have anything you can busy yourself with while we take a quick break?
I was just going to put on another pot of brimstone if anyone's thirsty.
I'll take a mug.
Aaron.
Yeah, I'm not too proud to say I'll take a mug.
What?
You're going to eat the mug, aren't you?
Yes. It's the best part. Tastes like Sprite. GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit and the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Okay, and we're back. Chucky, it seems like you disappeared into a plume of smoke and went out through the window for a few minutes. Where'd you go?
Okay, I just want to chime in and say real quick, I don't know if that was smoke. That was some of the worst smelling. That smelled like old eggs.
So don't that's embarrass smoke. Him.
I think he did it on purpose. He did it right as I was talking, so it felt very on purpose.
Like you've never crop dusted? My dude, I've been in a studio with you hundreds of times.
Okay, this seems like someone has something personal going on here. I don't want to get in the middle of it, but yes, I did fart bomb the entire studio as I left.
Come on, Chucky.
Good for you.
Wow.
Wow.
Aaron, whose side are you on here?
I don't know anymore. Maybe this should end. Maybe this should be taken over by a demon. We've been careening towards that since day one.
I do have a question. If Chucky takes over the podcast when he inevitably wins the riddle battle,
sure.
Where do I go? Do I continue on with Chucky? Because I feel like I'm not part of this right here. So it's like, do I go with him? Do I stay with you? Would you guys be mad if I went with Chucky?
Well, you guys already have matching necklaces for some reason. So I feel like I know what answer you want me to say. I prefer you stay here on the podcast, but or even if the podcast gets turned over.
So you prefer that I stay with the podcast? Just so we're clear. That's what you said.
Well, with Aaron and I.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm just Googling something really quick. Improvisers who are agents of chaos, but somehow completely have their life together. Trying to get you replaced.
This can't be a viable Google, right?
Yeah.
This can't turn up a list of people.
GBC, she said what she said, but she typed in, what is a Roth IRA?
I have to know. No one will tell me.
Aaron, do yourself a favor, girl. Watch Shawshank Redemption. Problem solved. Okay.
I will not.
Okay, the score right now is Chucky 1, Aaron 1. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said Chucky 1. That's not what Chucky has 1 point. Aaron
okay,
has
let's start my new podcast introducing my co-host. Okay, fine.
Who was going to be your co-host, JPC?
Now I want to know. Like, who was it going to be? I hope it was me. If it was one of you two, I'll be fucking pissed.
It's probably be like Dana Carvey or someone.
Damn, that would be a good get.
Okay, it's 1-1. Here's the next riddle. Troy was Matthew's father. Matthew was from a broken family and only saw his father, Troy, on weekends. Troy was not currently married, and Matthew was not his son. What's going on here?
Can you read it again?
Troy was Matthew's father. Matthew was from a broken family and only saw his father, Troy, on weekends. Troy was not currently married, and Matthew was not his son. What's going on here?
Is this like an ex-stepdad sort of thing?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a term anyone uses, ex-stepdad.
Former stepdad.
What was that, Aaron?
Former stepdad.
I like that term better, but that is also incorrect. So Aaron, let me give you.
I honestly hate saying this because it's actually I already have like a bad taste in my mouth. It tastes like freshly baked pancakes, like fucking gross.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
No, give me bugs and vomit. Was Troy his priest?
Oh yeah.
Aaron, I tried to help you. Yeah, Father Troy, right? Get it, Father, was a preacher at a Catholic church. Matthew went to church every Sunday where he saw Father Troy.
All right, whoever wrote this riddle, there's no such thing as a preacher at a Catholic church.
Well, here's the thing. I think all the riddles in this book that appeared in front of me, I think Chucky created that book. So I was trying to just make one up on the spot, and I thought maybe a church one would like burn Chucky or something.
This sucks.
Just saying. A Catholic preacher is a priest. If someone told me they were a Catholic preacher, I'd say, well, you're a fucking liar.
Well, should we take it to riddle court? If you want to take it to Riddle Court, we just have to go to Riddle Court. You can't, like, skirt around the idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually,
Chucky's going to thrive in the court system.
Actually, I think I do want to take this one to Riddle Court. I want to take this one to fucking Riddle Court.
Oh, boy.
I'll stand for Judge J.P. Riddles.
All rise, all rise, all rise.
Everybody sit down. There's no reason to rise. We all have raccoons under our robes, so we don't have to get them all agitated for nothing.
How do you spell raccoons under your robes?
What? Why am I in handcuffs here? Have I been arrested? What's going on?
You're on trial for the terrible riddle.
And this is also an excuse to do a character parade. It's me, Dr. Chameleon.
Is it really, though, Dr. Chameleon? Maybe we should touch his face. Should we touch his face a little bit just to see?
I don't know. It's me, Puzzbot. Why don't you ask Monkey Bones?
I'm Nina Monkey Bones, and I'm a lawyer.
Judge J.P. Riddles, can you list off all the evidence against this demon?
Now, normally, I would be happy to list off all the evidence against this demon, but I think a squirrel took my little court paper, and I need that back because that has my social security number on it, and a very important man's going to be calling me to figure out how to get my nephew and niece back.
What? Why are we in court again?
What is this show? What's going on? I don't have any context for the show, so...
Well, it's a riddle podcast. It's three friends, and we try and solve riddles and puzzles and lateral thinking problems. And along the way, we do improvised scenes and bits and goofs and gags.
And that's been going for 5 years?
We don't want it to have, man. I wanted it to wither on the vine and die, okay? But 3 months in or so, people were like, okay, you know, or they left their, you know, their iPod players on or whatever it is. But We've been going, we have a fan base. I don't know how to phrase that.
What sucks is I do like it here, and I basically had to sit out the entire episode. And that's the one thing that I do that I like, and I had to sit here and do nothing?
No, you had that Dane Cook joke. Remember?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you had that Dane. That sounds like a Dane Cook special. Remember?
Yeah, but I only get one per episode. Usually I'm doing lots of Dane Cook jokes.
Well, you said 5 or 6 ones, but we had to cut them out.
Oh, please tell me we didn't cut up my somebody shit on the coats bit.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
No.
Yeah. Well, it was in the middle of a riddle because they said, is there poop on the bills? And then you said, did somebody shit on the coats? And I was like, we can't. We have to cut that out.
Cut that out so much. Yeah, for me, it sucks.
Casey's editing in real time for this. Well, guilty.
Wait, did somebody say real time? Is my friend Bill Maher going to show up? Man, I love him and his politics.
Oh, God.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, so, Adel, back to the riddles.
Okay, so currently it is Chucky has 2 points. Aaron, you have 1. Here's the next riddle. Carl's grandfather's hands were cut off during the accident. Not a drop of blood was shed, though. How?
Aaron.
Clock.
Yeah, what kind of clock?
Grandfather clock.
Wow, Aaron. Yes, Carl's grandfather clock was damaged in the accident. So,
I have to lay down.
What?
God. Oh, my God. I'm so stressed.
Aaron, what's going on?
I just have to fight. I'm just have the weight of the world. I have to fight for this podcast. But what are people going to listen to at their jobs where they're bored? We have to do this.
Aaron, there's literally millions of podcasts.
No, I think it's just us.
What the fuck? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you talking about? Shut the fuck up. Millions of podcasts. Fucking shut the fuck up.
Hey, Aaron, do you notice that JPC is kind of changing? Like, his voice is gesticulating. Isn't it weird?
I'm too tired to notice. Oh, God, Adel. I don't know how much more of these I can
do. Aaron, what can I do to help? It's tied 2-2. I guess we have time for one more riddle, maybe two. What do you want me to do?
A couple more riddles so I can win.
Wait, if we do two, though, what's the tiebreaker? I mean, you can't end on a tie, right?
Well, I think I have something, wink, up my sleeve. JPC, I'm going to have Aaron do what she does best. Rap
sleep,
daddy.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, oh God. Yeah.
Aaron, I got your back. Here we go. Next riddle. Only one of the diners was happy after tasting the meal. The other eaters did not complain, but clearly they were not happy. Anita, the cook, felt great about the reaction to the 8 meals she had cooked. Why?
Can you read it again?
Only one of the diners was happy after tasting the meal. The other eaters did not complain, but clearly they were not happy. Anita, the cook, felt great about the reaction to the 8 meals she had cooked. Why? And Aaron, 8 meals is a hint, wink, wink.
Really all the meals that had been eaten.
Huh?
8. The 8 meals.
Okay, Aaron, think about happy and then 8. Happy and 8. And even with 8, subtract 1 and think of happy.
7.
Wink, wink. 7 and happy, wink, wink.
What?
Only one diner was happy. There were 7
diners.
Oh, shit.
So this is Happy Gilmore. Adam Sandler, famously, when he does his projects, brings 6 of his, I'll say it, untalented friends along with him. And they just get to be millionaires as well.
Huh.
I shouldn't say that. Rob Schneider is a close and personal friend of mine. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Good politics.
It's not Happy Gilmore.
What?
Aaron, think of the number 7.
Yes.
Okay. What famously has 7 of something and one of them is happy? One of 7 is happy?
7 dwarves.
Yes. And add 1. So there's 8 meals. That would be
Snow White.
And?
The 7 dwarves.
Yes, the diners were Snow White and the 7 dwarves. Only one of the eaters was named Happy. Aaron, remember bad riddles?
I faint.
Oh, she fainted.
I'm fainting.
We don't have another ad break.
It's okay. Just go on to the next riddle and
don't worry. Solo. I did it for attention.
Oh.
I'm fine. Carry on.
Don't worry. I did it for attention. Huh.
Yeah.
How does that work? It doesn't matter.
Okay, here's our last riddle. Okay, the score is Aaron has 3, Chucky, you have 2. For either the win or a tie, here's the riddle. A doctor and a lawyer were driving a car. As they passed the scene of an accident, the doctor exclaimed, "That's my wife." The lawyer started yelling at the doctor. Why?
Oh, I know this one. The lawyer, that's the doctor's girlfriend.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yes, the lawyer was the woman, huh? Maybe add that to the theme. The lawyer was a woman in love with the doctor. He had neglected to tell her he had a wife. Wow.
No.
What?
No. No.
Aaron?
I'm sorry I got that one so fast. It's just that we are pretty much wall-to-wall lawyers down here.
No.
It's a lot of them.
No, I'm saying you can't win. You can't win. You can't take over this podcast. I know that you've sort of been pulling the strings behind the scenes for a long time, probably, but like... You can't
He's been playing the fiddle. I don't think they call it pulling the strings. Yeah, he's been playing the fiddle.
See, JBC, you got another joke in.
I wasn't even
People are
going
to remember that one.
Okay, it is unfortunately tied. Chucky has 3. Aaron has 3.
No.
But I have a backup just in case this happened, which I thought it might. So, Aaron, we're going to do what you do best. We're going to rap for the win.
Oh, God, okay. I don't do that best. See, I'm literally yawning while you say that.
Aaron, I've never heard somebody yawn in the middle of exclaiming loudly, "Oh, God." Usually, those are the bookends of a reaction.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I don't believe it.
Help me. Help me.
This is so stressful.
I'm being robbed. There's a first for everything, Aaron.
No, you know what? That's how
anomaly.
I used to react to having to write papers in college. Panic and exhaustion. I'd be like, oh God, it's doing like 6 hours. Holy crap.
Oh God.
I think if Aaron was going to teach a master class, it would be called Panic and Exhaustion.
One
Thank
of my favorite
you.
Emo bands. Okay. Chucky, do you
so
know?
True.
Chucky, do you know how to rap?
Oh yeah. We have some of the greatest rappers of all time down here in hell. I'm talking. Blondie. I'm talking. Is Blondie still? We'll have to check on that.
Yeah, we'll have to check. But she did weirdly rap in that one song.
She invented the genre.
I don't think that's right. So here's what we're going to do. Chucky, we're going to start with you, okay? And let's see. Your topic is looking around the room. JPC, what's a good topic to throw what's a good topic to throw a demon off his game?
Okay. You know, something that a demon can't go anywhere near. Like
Yes.
Demon, your topic is Sprite. Oh, fuck. Wait, that was a perfect topic for Aaron.
Aaron would have crushed that and then eaten the can.
Well, I don't mind doing a rap about Sprite, but you fine folks didn't look close enough at the contract.
What do you mean?
Did we sign a contract? Did any of us sign a contract?
I signed it really quickly, but that's how I signed
all
contracts.
A birthday card. Oh, fuck. I signed a contract, I think.
Yeah, you signed a contract and you said best wishes.
Yeah.
Which is also a weird thing to write on a birthday card, it feels.
Is that legally binding?
Make the best wishes when you blow out your candles. You're weird. I'm not weird.
There's a clause in the contract you all signed that says I...
A clause? Uncle Santa?
No. Slams door. No.
Oh, my fucking nose.
I don't even care that there's a demon here. That will not come in. No. No.
Aaron,
close.
You know Uncle Santa only comes through the front door.
No.
You just broke his nose. Okay, fine. Sorry, Chucky. What was in the clause?
The clause says I can substitute myself out for another rapper. I now present to you... Eminem.
A man made of tires?
Oh no.
Eminem, it's Sprite is the topic.
I think he's confused. Aaron, don't worry. This is present day Eminem, not Eminem from 20 years ago, so I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, Aaron, okay. He seems pretty good out of it right now.
Eminem, Sprite. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Obey your thirst. Obey your cursed. Curse and dunce doesn't checks in. Check in, checks mix. Mix not Steve Martin. Martin, you so crazy. You so crazy. Crazy Sprite. Crazy for Sprite. Sprite light. Night light. Turn off the dark Spider-Man. Curse and dunce doesn't checks in.
No.
En fuego. Eldorage. Marsh Simpson. Ow, homie. I'm lonely. Pick up the phony. Call me.
Looks like the demon's packing up a suitcase.
Matt groaning. I'm groaning. And grinning. I'm winning. Tiger blood.
I can see him buying flights on his phone. Go. He's trying to get birdie, the hell out of here.
Big birdie. Sesame sweet. Sesame seeds. Baseball. All that. It's all that. Nickelodeon. Sprite.
Oh, no.
Aaron, that's honestly, I wasn't expecting much, but that is the best rap I've ever heard. Aaron,
yeah,
that will
I'm
be
screwed.
Hard to beat.
Aaron, you are screwed. Okay, Aaron, it's now your turn. Let's really set her up to
softball.
Knock this out of the
absolute
park.
Softball. Yep.
Let's say, Aaron, your suggestion is softball.
No,
give me a better one.
Okay, something for her to really...
something on theme for the episode.
Knock it out of the park.
Five.
Baseball.
The number five.
Five. Okay. Let me tell you why I know I'm alive. It's because I've made it to the number five. I love that number. I really do. I'm just going to ask, what about you? Can you believe we've made it this far? I didn't know I could make it this far. They're looking down. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm still going. Don't stop it. All right, here we go.
Eminem is writing a lot of this down.
Got grief. Denial. Oh, no. Sorry.
She fell asleep.
Grief.
Fell asleep.
Denial. Anger. Margaret. I'm dying. Grief. Denial. Anger. Bargaining. Depression. This is about you guys, I can't stress to you enough how hard it is to do this before I even say anything that they are talking about. I haven't even said anything.
Wait, do you think you haven't said anything? Do you think you haven't said anything when you go, Creep? No, Creep.
Aaron.
No. Because that's words. You're saying
okay,
words.
Okay, wait.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Start it up again.
No,
Aaron,
no,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, I get to keep going.
No, she can do it.
We started in 2018. And you know what? I don't mean to be mean, but it's been a really, really good time. I've even got a little better at rhyme. And you know what? I want to win this thing because I want to win it. And you know what? This show's actually really great. And I look forward to recording it. And I think that we should fight for it. I think we should do another 5 years. I don't think we should give up, okay?
Aaron Keefe, Aaron Leaf, fall from the tree, tree wood, 5 years. Five years, Aaron Keefe, 5 years. She's the queen, queen of rap. Rap, crap, crap.
This is a fun thing, and I think we should keep doing it. I don't want to quit.
Surf's up, my guy, 100%.
Thank you, Aaron, from the past, from a Patreon episode. I agree.
Aaron, Eminem's crying. Wow.
This is a good show. It's fun.
I honestly, Casey, cut this shit off. I honestly think he's been crying for couple of minutes now.
Yeah. And you know what? I know we're not adding anything to society and we don't make anyone's day better, but this is fun to record and I'd like to keep going, even if we don't release the episodes anymore.
Okay. Okay. It's my job to judge this rep contest. So let me do my tabulations.
Oh, and also keep in mind while Aaron was rapping, it looks like Eminem threw up on his sweater. Is that manicotti? What is that?
No, he's just wearing my sweater from the sweater episode.
Yeah.
Still got these jokes, though.
He barfed something on it with angel hair? What is that?
You're not going to want that sweater back. Okay, I got to say, this was the closest rap contest we've ever done on the show. This
was the worst rap I've ever done on this show.
Aaron, I think your biggest mistake was starting the rap by warming up and going, ha, pa, pa, pa.
Okay, JPC, what do you do here? Because you know Chucky's gonna make you his co-host if you go with him. But also, Aaron said a lot of nice things about the show. It's pretty obvious that she wants you to stay. Addle, mystery vibes from him. You have no idea which way that guy wants this to go.
Oh, Aaron, look, it looks like a little JP Riddles and a little Monkey Bones have popped up on either one of JPC's shoulders. Those must be his inner voices.
That is not a balance for him. That is not good. That is not two equal sides. That is bad.
It's like how black holes are formed.
Oh, yeah. Very good point. Very good point. No, I'm not going to put my finger in there.
Who said that?
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Which one is which?
Oh, they're fucking. JP Riddles and little Monkey Bones are fucking. Oh, no. That can't be good.
Canonically. I have to do what's right. I have to do who actually did a better rap. And so I am going to award my judge's point to Aaron Keefe.
Wow.
I don't deserve it.
Oh, wow, I'm just fucking Aaron. With you. I don't care. It don't matter to me.
Oh.
Well, what podcast are you going to take over?
Yeah, what are you going to?
It's not us.
I'm looking to be the fourth mic on the Joe Rogan Experience. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's a really good show already. Will a demon named Chucky make it better? And I hope so.
Well, I want to say good luck and enjoy Austin, I want to say.
Yeah, I want to say good luck Chuck again, make another Dane Cook movie reference. And, nice. And you know, it was a real pleasure to meet you.
Bye. Oh, do you need me to erase the pentagram of chalk, or what do you...
Do you need us to validate your parking?
Do you just walk out the front... He's walking out the front door. Uh-oh, he's leaving. Uncle Santa's coming in. He's pissed. He's got blood running down his nose.
Hey, I didn't ask to be on the show, okay? It's rude for who's paying my medical bills?
You don't have insurance? Well, you work one day a year. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anything to plug? That can't be right.
Yeah, I'd love it if someone could plug my nose. It's fucking bleeding all over the place. Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, let me break this chalk in half and stick one of each piece up your nostril.
I refuse to
Thank
help him.
Thank you. Was that so hard? I'll be on my way. See you in September.
No. That's not the right month for... Damn it. He's gone.
That was July. Aaron, anything you have to plug?
Check out Sitcom D&D. It's a much more pleasant experience over there.
Ouch.
No. Wow. This rules. I meant what I said. I like this place. Addle, anything to plug?
Yes, I want to plug. I assume, Aaron, now that you... And also, Aaron, thank you so much. You truly saved the show from extinction, so thank you for that. And I guess
you're welcome. I'm waiting to get Venmo'd.
Okay.
1500 each, I think,
would be. You a Venmo request right now?
No.
I guess I want to plug, and I want to say 6 months or so, 9 months. I don't know how long it'll take to gestate, but I want to plug the appearance of little JP Bones, which I assume is going to be the offspring of Pretty Fly for a Right Guy, of JP Riddles and Little Monkey Bones. So I'm looking forward
to... So do you think that they've been fucking for 3 months already, or do you think that it's a six-month gestational period for whatever that baby's going to be?
If I'm being honest, I think it's a live birth in 5 minutes. I think that's how quickly it moves. So...
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I want to plug Aaron's rapping skills. Thank you so much for, you know what? Because you took another take, because you were willing to commit to it and not take a nap after the first round, I think that's what put us over the top. So thank you,
Aaron. Yeah, Aaron, I think you really did it. You really saved the day once again.
I saved the
Chucky,
day.
Sorry, Chucky, let me draw a pentagram. Oh, I lost my chalk. Chucky, if you can hear us, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, just sitcom D&D.
No, no, come on.
Bill Buds. Three of my favorite shows.
Brutal.
Well, sucks to hear. Sucks listening. To hear it that way. Yeah.
I hope he's a patriot. JPC, do you have anything you want to plug or review you'd like to read?
Look, I just want to give another shout out to the fans, the people that listen. Sorry about this one, but for all the other ones that we do that you liked, thank you so much for listening to the show. We're happy that we get to keep doing it. And we're happy that some people like it. For instance, some people like it enough to go and write a 5-star review for us. And sometimes I read some of those motherfuckers live on the show. This one's from DJ Nikki. Nikki Knock. I'm sorry. I hate to correct myself, but it's from DJ Nikki Nick Knock, which is completely different. Brings the ha-has and the hmms. Come join Adele, Allen, and KFC on the high riddle seas. These blokes will bust your guts so hard you'll be crying for days after listening. Peace, love, and riddies. Thank you so much, DJ Nikki Nick Knock.
That was really
DJ
nice.
Nikki Nick Knock. And Aaron, JPC and I were just passing notes during plugs here, and we thought it only fitting that we kind of reward you or thank you by closing the show and having Coco Cashmere do a rap.
She's dead. Jupiter, bye.
Bye forever. Bye five ever. Bye five ever. Ever after. Drew Barrymore. More berries, please. Berry, please. Berry, please. Marry me. Marry me. Matrimony. Alimony.
Slam.
On a pony.
Give it up, man.
Yeah.
No, just give it up.
Genuine. Genuine.
No,
Genu-rose. Rose.
Please.
Rosario Dawson, Dawson's Creek, Creek, Schitt's Creek, Creek, Creek.
And Casey, go ahead and post, if you can, take the devil voice and just take all that effect out, strip the effect and make it my normal voice.
Okay. And put the devil effect on JPC.
Yeah. Reverse everything. Hey there, publics and accesses. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We have special guest Janet Varney on to join us for some more public access TV. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or get that 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.